Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined as always with Tim Estes of Estes Financial Services. Check him out online if you'd like at estesfinancial.net on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all your social media. That's estesfinancial.net. Or you can give him a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Tim, how are you today?
Doing great. I think we got a great topic to talk about today. You know, we're going to be talking a little bit about grandparenting, and seeing as how I'm a grandparent, this is especially good and close to my heart because I've got not one, not two, but five grandkids.
Whoa.
So this is something that I do hold near and dear to my heart. So I'm kind of excited about this one today.
Well, I know that at the time we're recording this and that you'll be listening to this, we're right next to Christmas. And so I know as a grandparent, you must have hopefully have gotten all your shopping done by now for those grandkids.
No, not quite. I'm still looking for just that special gift. You know, you always want to torture your kids a little bit. So, you know, drum sets or noisemakers or things like that are always fun to load the kid up with so that they go home. And, you know, I always like to mess with my kids like that. So still looking for that just perfect gift.
Oh, man, I love it. Bree cannot join us today if you're listening, but I'm sure that she would appreciate knowing that her children are going to be getting those drum sets and noisemakers here in a couple of days for Christmas, something she can look forward to. But as we talk about spoiling the grandkids, you got to be careful. It's a common question we get, you know, how to, not even necessarily related to investing, but retirees want to know how they can help pass on their financial wisdom to the next generation. And so you want to be careful. You got a powerful influence over your grandkids and you want to set them up for success. I just want to touch on six tips for grandparents to consider as they help their grandchildren grow into financially savvy adults, because one day they're going to put down those noisemakers and it's going to be time for real life. So, six tips to consider as you help your grandkids grow into financially savvy adults. Number one, don't underestimate the power of a Roth IRA.
Yeah, I love the Roth IRA. I've had several people come in and say, well, what can I do to help my kids out? You know, the teenager getting their first job or doing babysitting or mowing lawns or throwing newspapers or whatever. And the best thing I tell them is start with a Roth IRA. If they have their kids put half of what they make into a Roth, they'll never reach the limits because they're not making that much. But if they start out early and can see the growth and can see the compounding, I think a Roth is a magical way to do that. And I'm a real big proponent of kids starting with a Roth IRA.
Yeah, that's something that I made sure as I was first graduated from college, I went ahead and set that up, wanting to start myself out on the right foot. That's a good tip. Number two, understand how to help with college savings, something that we hope all of our grandchildren can do one day, go to college. How do you help them understand that concept, college savings? What should they be doing?
Well, college is very, very expensive, as anyone who has helped foot the bill for college knows. Even state schools, you're looking at anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 a year just to get through even a state school. So it's very daunting. And when you look at a four-year program, or like some of us that stretch a four-year program into 4.5 years, it gets a little expensive. So I like 529s. The problem is if you do have money in a 529, you want to make sure that the account stays in your name, because 529 plans tend to count against the kids when they're applying for financial aid. So I've not ever really been a big proponent of the UTMAs or UGMAs. Those are Uniform Transfer to Minors Act or Uniform Gift to Minors Act, simply because you're giving the money away, and now when the kid becomes an adult, that money is theirs. And there's been too many horror stories of the kid turning 18 or 19 and becoming age of majority, calling up the advisor and saying, hey, cash me out because I'm heading to California to join an ashram or something like that. So I do like the 529s, and I think they serve a very good purpose. If you think there's going to be a need for financial aid, just be careful how you title the 529 account.
Well, and Tim, more generally speaking, as you talk about teaching them just physical responsibility, how do you find creative ways to help kids have an appreciation for saving and investing? I know that you always want to spoil your kids. One way to do it's with cash. And as a kid, it's really tempting to go out and spend that money on the first thing they see. So how do you help them to have that appreciation really for saving and investing?
Well, one of the things that I've recommended, in fact, I've done it myself with a couple of my grandkids, is I went out and I bought a couple of shares of stock. And one of the ones that I really like is Disney. You get Disney, I would buy 5 shares and get the certificate delivered to them. And it is a magical looking stock certificate. It's got all kinds of Disney characters all over it. And then when Disney pays a dividend, the check comes to them and they're getting a dividend. So they're seeing in the newspaper that the stock price has risen. They're seeing the dividend come in to them in the mail. And so it really instills in them the fun aspect of investing and how they can build towards the future. So one of the things that I really like is get some shares of stock. I don't care if it's Disney or Wrigley's gum or whatever. A lot of these companies, if you own the shares, they'll send you little gifts around Christmas, or they'll send you little certificates, you know, things like that. So start your kids out or your grandkids out with an appreciation for investing and how the money can grow using the power of the stock market.
I like that, Tim, and you can make it fun while you do it. It's not just like when I was a little boy and my dad just had me sit in and listen to Mad Money with him on the radio or on TV every day. You can actually make it fun and something they'll enjoy and learn something while they're doing it. Now, another thing that I think is crucial is you like to tell stories, you like to share stories with your grandkids. And I think it's important to instill in them the idea that today is a different world from the one you grew up in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I did 20-plus years Navy. I did 20-plus years with, American Airlines. And I've owned the company for 27 years. So most people today, it seems, they go to a company and they'll stay for maybe 2 or 3 years, and then they move on to something else. Well, I've got pensions from my first two places I were. I have a Navy pension, and I've got a pension from American Airlines. So, you know, I've got pensions where pensions aren't that well known or used anymore. Plus, people aren't staying at the companies long enough. So it is a different world. And so you need to instill in your kids and your grandkids, specifically the grandkids, you're on your own. You're going to have to do it via a 401k for retirement, your Roth IRA, things like that, your own savings to make sure that you have the money to be able to retire successfully.
That's right. And at the same time, it's a different world, but there's still values you can take away from when you were growing up to instill in them, kind of just to set them up for success in the same way that you're talking about some of these financial concepts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I keep coming back to the stock. But I think that is a great way to at least start with the kids when they're younger. You give them some stock or stock certificates, and I think it really, they can see the stock certificate. You can frame it, have it stuck on the wall, and I think that really instills in them a sense of got to save for the future, got to invest for the future, and I think that's a great tool to make sure the kids understand.
Spoken like a true financial planner, Tim. I like that. You're going to raise grandchildren to one day just come right in and take over that family business. How about that?
I hope so. We're looking to, that's why Bree is in the business with me, and we're hoping someday that one of the 5 grandkids has a passion for helping people like we do. and wants to join the business.
That would be really cool to see that legacy carried on. And it sounds like a lot of the concepts you're talking, whether your children are going to become financial planners or just go out and join the workforce like the rest of us, these are important concepts to set them up for that financial success in anything that they do. Now, another tip, Tim, that I think is essential and kind of in that same vein, that same line of thinking, is give money with a purpose. Christmas is just a few days away. Really popular to give cash, proof sets. Give money with a purpose to your grandchildren.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of ways of doing it. You can earmark the money and say, now this is for your college, this is for your IRA, this is for a new car. You know, and you earmark the money and you just let them know what it's for. You know, maybe I remember when my kids were in high school, they were saving money to go on the junior trip. And one of them went to D.C. and another one went to, believe it or not, she was in the French club and she went to Paris. I'm going, well, gee, I've not even been to Paris, but, you know, she was working and saving. And, you know, anytime Christmas or birthday came along, she knew she wanted to go on that trip. And having lived with me, obviously, she knew that instead of asking for clothes or makeup or CDs or something like that, she asked for money so that she could put it away to save to pay for the trip, for her class trip to Paris. And so if you earmark the money like that, it will do a lot to teach them the beginnings and the basics of budgeting and of making sure that they don't overspend or exceed their limitations.
Yeah, I think that's important. My father taught me when I was a little boy to always pay yourself first. And that's a concept that I've carried with me all through the years. And so now that, you know, right here with Christmas just a few days away, as you're considering giving some of these gifts, maybe of cash, or maybe it's not Christmas, maybe it's start of next year and you just want to spoil them a little bit, go ahead and instill that idea of saving. And another thing, tip number six, don't downplay the importance of money. I know that, of course, it's not all there is to life. There's much more, many more important things. At the same time, money is an important tool.
Absolutely. And here's something, you know, growing up in my household, my mom held everything very, very close to the vest. I go, well, how much money do we make? Well, you don't need to know that. That's none of your business. And she was very tight-lipped about sharing anything about money. And she had worked in a bank for years. And so it really put a mystery on money for me. And one thing that I swore when I got married and had kids is that I wanted to make sure that they knew what money was all about. And in fact, it was a funny story I'm going to tell on Bree. She was working her first job. She was working at a sporting goods place. And so the first paycheck they mailed home. So she's thinking, okay, I'm getting paid $8 an hour. I've worked 10 hours. I'm going to have $80. And she was already spending the money. She already had it spent.
Oh, man.
You know what's coming. So she opens up the envelope and she goes, who the heck is this FICA and why are they taking my money? Because she hadn't figured in Social Security and everything and taxes and everything else coming out of her paycheck. And when she saw the bottom line, she was very upset. And I go, now you understand why I complain about taxes and things like that. Welcome to the real world. And so it was a very eye-opening experience for Bree. So, you know, you need to have these conversations with your grandkids or your kids so that they understand what goes on and how to make things work in the world. I've run across kids that they graduate from college and they have no idea how to even write a check. Teach your grandkids and your children the basics of basic financial living. You need to instill this in them. It's very important.
Yes, hugely important. I know we like to rib on Bree. Bree, this is what happens when you miss an edition of the podcast. When you walk out of the studio, you get jabbed on a little bit, and we'd like to think she's come a lot further with handling money since then. But you're right. These are hugely important concepts, and your grandchildren especially are so impressionable, especially as they're young in those years where everything you do is making an impression on them. So they're looking up to you even when you don't realize it, and they're observing your habits and your thoughts and the way you talk about money. And Tim, as we get into this last point here, I think this one's hugely important. You need to understand how kids, especially teenagers, might perceive your complaints about the economy. Like I said, they're watching you, they look up to you, and as you're complaining about the stock market, they're listening.
Oh, absolutely. I've had many a conversation come back to haunt me, and so your words, you may think they're not listening, but they're hearing it, and especially if they hear the same thing over and over. So one of the things that you don't want to do is put a fear of the stock market into your grandkids. In my opinion, the stock market is the greatest wealth-building tool known to mankind. If you do it correctly, if you're diversified and have a prudent portfolio, you can do wondrous things. You can provide yourself with a great retirement. So, you know, don't have a negative attitude when it comes to the stock market. Instill that in your kids that and your grandkids that investing is a great way to ensure that you have a very safe and secure retirement. It is one of the greatest wealth-building tools known to man, in my opinion.
The eighth wonder of the world, as some have remarked on it in the past. And you're right, a great tool. Money is a great tool, but you have to know how to put it to work. And that's why we share these seven tips for financially savvy grandparenting with you today. We want you to turn your grandchildren into financially savvy adults. And if you're listening, maybe you've learned something from this yourself. We want you to be savvy adults. We want you to be able to teach your grandchildren, and we want you to handle your money with care. It's an important tool, and it can set you up for success or failure depending on how you use it. And so you have to make sure that you're thinking ahead, have a plan in place. Tim Estes, we thank you for joining on the podcast, and that's something that you would love to be able to help people to think about as they plan for their retirement years, as they plan on how they're going to give to their grandchildren, and as they plan on how they're going to teach their grandchildren. You love all of these conversations, especially as you have grandchildren of your own. So come in for a visit with the team. If you'd like, call 817-444-8402, 817-444-8402. You can share pictures of the grandkids. You can share some of those memories, and you can learn a little bit about your finances along the way. One more time, that number is 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402.
And remember, go out and lead an abundant life.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.